Well, Tony, very positive start to the season. You must be well pleased.
Yeah, we've started well. We've got, 7 points in the first three games. I suppose at the start of the season you would have taken that all day long, but we'll not get ahead of ourselves. We'll look again to Cove now on Friday night. Obviously, rescheduled or refixed fixture, so we have to try and take advantage of home advantage and hope to push on then.
Probably no harm in some ways with that bit of momentum, having three at home, because if you can take full advantage, you know, it's a great start.
Yeah, like we spoke about it amongst the group. When you're going well, the crowd always support you well in Finn Park. Seeing as we started the season well, hopefully it'll be a good crowd now on Friday night and help us push on. But when you've got a bit of momentum, it's nice to keep going. And hopefully with the home advantage, we'll be able to kick on as well.
You seem to have that bit of momentum partly from what happened pre-season. Pre-season seemed to go well and you carried it through.
Yeah, I suppose we had ideas of what we were going to sort of implement a game plan. When you're playing, I suppose, the Premier Division teams, you're looking at it and going, well, we want to, especially with their, I suppose, derby matches, you want to try and implement your own game plan on them. And I think we went through pre-season fairly well, all but maybe picking up a few injuries. But we went through pre-season fairly well and we started the season fairly well. So hopefully we can just kick on from this here now and hopefully we can go with 3 points on Friday night.
And compared with last season when there were so many young players in, so many new faces, most of whom had never played League of Ireland before, this is a little bit sort of a more settled setup.
Yeah, well, even you look, I suppose, at the, you go back to maybe July last year when there was a lot of, including myself, there was a lot of new signings brought in. It might have took a bit of time to gel together, but all the new signings have settled fairly well as well. And then, again, as you said, the younger players that were maybe in their first season last year have a year's experience behind them as well. And you can see with a lot of them that they're physically stronger, and they're, I suppose, they're capable of maybe a physical battle as opposed to anything else. But all in all, we're delighted with how the season has started, but we can't underestimate what's ahead of us either. We can't look any further ahead than Cove on Friday night. Some people have spoke to me different stages throughout the last year being, yes, you're going well, yes, you're going poorly. But again, you can only look to the next game. And for us, it's Friday night at home to Cove, and you have to look towards that there.
And Cove, never an easy team to beat, and no doubt they'll be hoping that they'll be in the shake-up maybe for a playoff spot this year.
Yeah, well, I suppose we can't look any further than our own performances against them last year. I think we lost 2, drew 1, and won 1. The last time we played Cove down in Cove, it was, I suppose, we got a bit of a spanking. I think 4-1 flattered us. We never got off the bus, but we found it fairly difficult to actually get going. And Cove have, I suppose, strengthened as well. They've lost a few players, brought a few players in, but every team's going to be difficult. We have to hope that the home advantage will suit us down to the ground.
Now, Cork, pretty much everybody's favourites for the title. Who do you expect to be in the shake-up?
Look, it's early stages yet. You always look after maybe the first round of fixtures and say who's there or thereabouts. But again, Cork will be most people's favourites, I suppose. And I suppose after playing against them, we've seen how good they are. They've seen the quality that they have in the final third. On their day, they could beat anyone 4 or 5. But again, on any given day, any team can beat anyone in the First Division. And we know that there because all the teams last year took points off each other. And it's just, we have to just try and beat whoever's in front of us, really.
And tell us, being captain of Harps, you've had a number of stints with the club. The hunger is there. I mean, you're with a bunch of players that really want to try and achieve something.
Yeah, well, I was delighted to get, when we told me that I was going to be captain this year, I was delighted. But again, it's just a role, I suppose, that's passed on to me. There's plenty of other players with a bit of experience that can show that role as well. And again, you look at the likes of David Colley coming in, you have the likes of Ryan Rennie when he's back from injury, Conor Turrish coming back now too. We have a lot of older players along with some of the, I suppose, we say we have like three different, I suppose. You have an older bracket, you have a middle bracket, and you have a younger bracket. But again, even the younger players have showed a bit of leadership in a way. And again, looking forward to Friday night more than anything.
And mention of some of the younger players, Harps have quite a few players who've had Republic of Ireland representation now at underage level, and that all augurs well for the future.
Oh, it does, surely. Like, I think Oisín Cooney, Derek Hoyle, and young James McAteer are up with the Ireland schools team. And again, it bodes well for the, I suppose, even the underage teams, that the younger players, even the under-15s or 17s, are looking at it going, oh, look, we have a few of the under-19s, a few of the boys that's playing maybe on the bench with the seniors are in there or thereabouts with the Ireland squad. So they, it proves to them that it can be done. And to us, it's, I suppose, a bit of an advantage too, because we can see the players, they go away with a bit of, I suppose, senior experience, and then they bring it back in, then they're basically quite happy to come back then.
Yeah. And if we look at the club overall, you know, it's not that long ago that Harps had the first team, maybe an Ulster Senior League team, and that might have been it. Whereas now, the academy's there, the underage structure is there, there's so many people involved. Murph and the backroom team, he's got some great people around him. There's a lot of positivity.
Oh, there is. There's, again, I suppose it bodes well for the club. You look throughout the underage teams, it's there. There's a lot of maybe ex-players coming back and coaching. You look then, you have the underage girls teams as well. I think one of them had a good result there at the weekend against Peamount. So the club's in a process that's looking forward than looking back. And again, it's delightful, good for the club and good for the county.
Yeah, and I'm just looking out here on the training pitch, and we see Kevin McHugh is still running around as if he was maybe 20 years younger.
I would say Kevin's trying to get a place on Friday night, and again, if he's called upon, he'd be delighted to play, I would say.
Yeah, and just I mentioned a success, Odegaard, 3 goals in 3 games. I mean, he's hit the ground running, and finding a striker has been a problem in recent seasons, and he's certainly fitting the bill so far.
Yeah, I suppose you look down, regardless what league you play in, you want your number 9 scoring goals. I'm not saying it doesn't matter what he does off the ball or anything, but he's come into the group, he's settled well, he's got on, he gets on with everyone. I suppose everyone gets on with everyone. There's no bad eggs in the group, and I suppose whenever he's actually hitting goals, it's even better because he gets a bit of confidence from it as well.
Yeah. And finally, you mentioned the fans. They've got behind the team so well in the last couple of years, and no doubt they'll be the 12th man again against Cove, hopefully.
Yeah, look, we noticed that there the last, especially the likes of the Cork game. When Cork actually scored to bring it back to 1-1, the crowd actually got louder. And I suppose it brought us, give us a bit of momentum them too to get forward again. And the game against Athlone, and then you could hear them shouting and roaring throughout the whole game, and it just gives you a bit of extra energy too going into the day and minutes.